I would like to start off by having a moment of silence for my Uncle Jay for his birthday yesterday, who had passed away back in December of 2021. This is who it is. You already know who it is. It's Daniel again with God Is My Judge podcast. And I haven't made an episode in, I don't even know actually, 2 months, a month or so. And I'm like, I keep saying I need to make an episode, and I don't know, something today, something telling me today's the day, you know, right now. I have so much on my mind that I guess I need to record, and I need to just get it out, right? Just let it all out. Of course, first I want to start off by giving a shout out to my uncle, you know, Uncle Jay, and say happy birthday. And, of course, he was, you know, everything to me. And as these days have been creeping up, I didn't realize how much emotion, you know, can arise without even noticing, you know. And like, even besides that, like, I'm sorry, it's even been like a couple of years, and like, it's tough. You know, and as much as like, you can stay positive, and as much as you can post, and as much as you'll get, you know, certain messages and stuff, it's just like, I guess certain things you're almost like, you just don't want to hear, you're tired of hearing, you kind of just want to, you know, walk in peace, you know, be in peace, try to be in peace anyways, as much as possible. And that's actually the name of the song, Walking in Peace by Alex Jean, was the instrumental I had. Just pretty much played and forgot I was even even recording. But I know I could just continue to pray. I know he watches over me, and just, I know that's what everybody says, and of course that's, that's how you're supposed to think, I get it, you know. But it was just like, I should have called out today, and I should have, you know, I should have just called out in advance, you know, just use some sick time, but I didn't, and I didn't really realize it until I was, like, getting up and getting ready and trying to get my day started. But you know how, like, you're normal going into school, going into work, you know, like, talking to people and all this, down the third, and just, like, one day, like, that same person's just quiet one day. And it's just like, okay, it's a little, you know, weird, and, like, that person's quiet, right? You know, like, okay, like, for a little bit it's understandable, but, like, almost the whole day, like, okay, like, what's up, you know, type of thing, kind of, like, I feel like that would, like, raise a red flag, you know, like, I kind of would, like, ask, you know, and it's funny because, obviously, that was me today, and even just trying to think about getting through the day was, a lot, you know. Even though I felt like I didn't do as much, but I was still presently there, just, you know, not mentally there, unfortunately. And just not mentally being there is already hard enough, you know. But, you know, like, some coworkers are nice, and they're like, you know, one immediately is like, you know, you good? I'm like, yeah. Because today I even wore a mask, and, like, you know, just, like, I'm gonna be real, I wore a hat, and, you know, just, like, if I could, I would've wore sunglasses. If I could, I would've never showed up, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's, like, one of those types of things, right? But, you know, instead of putting on my real mask that people say that they put on for work, I put on a legitimate mask, you know, just to ease it a little bit, I guess. And, like, I guess I got through most of the day, right? And until, like, towards the end, I saw on the ratio where I was gonna be, you know, supervising a student for the last, you know, hour, and, you know, this particular student has been very, very tough lately, and felt like that's part of the reason why I haven't made an episode recently of any sort. But when I saw that I was there just to be there for bedtime per usual, and I don't know why, and I'll get to all of that later, but just bear with me. I decided to not want to go. Let's just put it that way. And this particular staff member that mentioned to me that that I am on ratio. So I had mentioned to the staff member that I was waiting for another staff member that had stepped out. That is the lead supervisor that was there supervising today, you know, or yesterday, I guess, since it's already 1 o'clock. Supervising our house for the day. And this particular lead does this very frequently, where he leaves very occasionally whenever he wants and does whatever he wants and X, Y, and Z. So I said to the staff member that came downstairs that I was waiting for the staff member that stepped out, like I mentioned. And they said, "Oh, well, yeah, you're on ratio." And I'm like, "Well, I understand that. I'm waiting." And apparently the tone that I was giving was not so giving, apparently. Which obviously everybody knew that I was clearly not myself that day. And I have mentioned that when people that asked me if I'm okay, I said today is not the day. And what more can I say? I feel like sometimes, you know, you don't need to explain yourself all the time, you know? And they continued to say, "Well, I don't know why you're yelling at me." And I lost it. In my head. Relax, sorry, my fault. Of course, when anybody says they lost it, they mean, like, they blew up, you know, like, they yelled at the person, right? That's not what I'm saying. That's not what happened, right? Let's back up, right? They mentioned, "Well, I don't know why you're yelling at me. I'm gonna call them." And I'm like, "Go ahead." And I'm like, in my head, of course you're gonna call them. Of course you would have the number and fucking call them. And, like, you know, like, instead of, like, legit waiting, thinking, like, it doesn't, like, you don't understand that I'm not, you know, trying to do that. And they were mentioning that another staff member has just been up there for the past hour, and I'm aware of that. And they have mentioned that I was not with that student all day. And I'm aware of that because that's what the ratio said. So, because today of all days, I was not in that mood, I felt like I could have put my foot down. But there was no way, in my opinion, that I was yelling. Normally, I understand that I know when I'm yelling. But I was talking in this tone, the way I'm talking right now, mentioning that I'm waiting for a staff member. And they mentioned, "I don't know why you're yelling at me." And this added, "I don't know." And I asked, "What? I'm yelling at you?" I literally asked that. "I'm yelling at you? I'm yelling at you." She goes, "No, just this attitude that you're getting." I'm like, "Okay." So I just casually walk upstairs. The staff member that called the other staff member said that they would be there in a minute. So they said, "Oh, you can wait." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." So, of course, that staff member complained to the staff member, to the lead staff member, the lead supervisor, of course, and said, "Because I'm on the ratio on X, Y, and Z," and defending the other staff member because they're boyfriend and girlfriend, of course, it was going to be a big deal. And next thing you know, the lead supervisor comes in. "Well, I just want to let you know that you're on ratio." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm just letting you know, like, that person said I'm yelling. I was not yelling. I'm not dealing with that. I didn't do anything. I'm just saying, like, I'm not here, bro. I'm not in this mood." So I've mentioned I was being honest, but no one ever listens to me. Right. Of course, no one listens to me. But when I moved past that, and went upstairs and sat there for the past hour. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. You know, like, I'm just gonna chill. So I chilled. Sat there. Almost by the time I was almost 10 o'clock when I was about to leave. Next thing you know, the staff member was called because, you know, the student called her. And obviously, you know, all of a sudden, miraculously enough, I don't know how it happened, she walked into the room and she looked at me and said, "I'm sorry." And I was taken back and I was like, wow. So because I felt I needed to, and she believed in that I did something wrong, I said, I'm sorry as well. So once that was cleared and everything was all okay, I guess, because at the end of the day, I really didn't do anything wrong. I feel like I didn't do anything wrong. I feel like at the end of the day, if you're being honest and like, what's the issue, right? But it's how you say it, of course. And I'm not saying that I said it aggressively either, because I felt like I was just being stern and I was just letting her know that I was waiting. And I said, I'm aware. I don't know. I guess everybody misinterprets everything, right? Sometimes, occasionally, you know, whatever, whatever. But that was the story of the day. Getting through the day. Getting here, being thankful for being here, for waking up, for having a job, for... This is all these things that people continue to remind me of, and they are correct. Yes, and the time is 1:11 on this beautiful Friday. And you're right, it's true. We also have to be appreciative for all the little things. Even when we're hurt, as much as we're hurt. But I did appreciate her saying sorry. Anyways, moving on. It's funny because, you know, so I don't record sometimes. I have so much to say when I'm not recording that when I'm ready to record and I'm actually sitting here in this particular spot, I feel like some days it's like a roadblock. Some days it's like it just keeps flowing through and it's just like, it's like a waterfall. It's just like blah, 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 blah. But then I realize sometimes you gotta just tap into it, right? You just gotta go, you know. I guess it is another type of mask, but it's another type of character, right? But it's within you, right? We all have what we have within ourselves, right? God continues to say that. Now I'm just like, yo, these days have been so tough, alright? I'm gonna tell my mom, tell my friends, like, the hours I work, and just, like, all these little things. Everybody continues to be like, yo, you're crazy, bro. I don't know why you're even doing this in this squad. Like, imagine. And, like I said, I was talking about this new job, right? And it's so crazy how things could change, like, mira, como es, I'm like, rápido, right? Quick. And I'm like, this ain't it. There's no way this is going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, just even explaining certain things, just hearing certain things, just tapping into that, I'm good. I'm all set, you know? Some days you just gotta release, let it go, right? It's what God wants you to do. I'm exhausted now, see? Now that I'm letting it go, releasing it, He doesn't want you to hold on to this before you go to bed. I feel like that some days. That's why every day, you have to release and let go and unwind and, you know, wash it all away. Pray for it. Be thankful for it. I'm thankful that I have an uncle like Jay, you know? It's so funny because that face that he makes right now that I'm looking at is the same face I'd be making recently. Well, oh man. Maybe I just like, I think of him so much that like I see 5'7" everywhere, bro. Everywhere. That's his number. What was his number for his jersey, man? Like every day. There's not a moment I don't think about you, Brody. Like that's the thing. Like, and I feel like that's what he wants to obviously hear. That I do think about him. Like I went to go see him on Saturday after work. Oh my goodness, I guess we're gonna talk about Saturday then, this past Saturday. A week ago. Yep, literally a week ago. Because it was, it was before Mother's Day. Or it was probably Friday night. At this point, I don't remember. I don't know. But all I know is, oh yeah, this past Sunday, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Sorry for those that I didn't get a happy Mother's Day. I am now saying happy Mother's Day almost a week later. It's okay. You know, my mother had a great Mother's Day. She was happy. That's all that matters. Love you. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. Anyways, moving on. And so, you know, I decided to go to the cemetery and, you know, let him know. So I know he knows, but, like, I felt like I haven't seen him. And I know he loves Mother's Day because, you know, he loves his mother. I know I love Abuela. And I felt like I should have went to go see him today, but, like, I didn't get gas. I should have just went to go get gas and go see him. I feel like a jerk. Well, I'm gonna go after work today because I got off at 10. At least. But when I went to go see him, I'm like, it's been a grip. And I just wasn't paying attention. I was just doing some stupid shit that day. I was just in my own zone. You know, sometimes you gotta like, sometimes you gotta know when to zone in and when not to zone in. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, I got lucky that day. Oh, excuse me. Oh man, sorry guys. I know everybody's gonna be yawning. I wonder if this thing's gonna be my most listened to episode. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But oh man. Yeah, like, I was in my own zone. This car ended up, like, somewhat cutting me off and going mad slow. You know how, like, people just kind of go mad slow? But then they sped up just a little bit. And, you know, I'm in Boston right near the Franklin Park Zoo. Like, I'm on Columbia Road, I think. Taking a left on Blue Hill Ave, right, to go to the cemetery. And, you know, if you're from Boston, you know, y'all know where that is. And, I knew, like, I had to speed up. I knew I had to speed up to fucking make the light. But at the end of the day, let's just be real. Let's just be real. Who's in the rush? Who's in a rush? No one. So why was I in the rush? I know that's the question, right? I don't know. Like I said, I was in my own zone. I was just going to go see Jay. That's all I was thinking of. Like, you know, just Jay. And I'm like, I had to speed up. And I kid you not, that car was going so slow. I had to like go into the other lane. There was three lanes that ended up being at the light, at the, if you know this intersection, right? So they were going so slow, they were braking. I was like, I'm not waiting for this. By the time I passed him, or trying to pass him, the light was already yellow. Okay, let's just almost pretty much put it that way, right? And I was about, I said to my cousin the other day, I was about 7 car lengths away from the line, from the crosswalk, right? From like stopping or needing to stop. Yeah, I just blew right through that. I'm gonna be real, I blew right through it. Like I said, I was in my own zone. I was zooming. I'm like, I'm not waiting. I'm out. I'm cruising, right? Cruising. I take the right, you know, I'm cruising, I'm chilling, I'm taking my time, whatever. Like, not even, like, 5 minutes later. Like, not even 5 minutes later. I see lights. And by the way, I got fucking star lights in my car. So I thought they were my lights. Obviously, right? But no, they were real, you know, 5-0 lights. And I'm like, oh shit. And the way they were like angled, they came on my right side, on the passenger side. But like as if they were gonna hit my bumper. And I was just like, what the fuck? And obviously, you know, I put my directional on. And when I kid you not, this is what I mean by like, this is why I know like Jay was there. Jay was watching. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know what else to say. I thought like, either Jay, an angel, God, whatever it was. I'm just very, like, I don't know what to say. Like I said, I didn't mean to. I was just in my own zone. With my direction line, I pull over. He goes. And, like, I already had my music blasted. And, like, what I mean, like, what could go wrong did go wrong. Like, I kid you fucking not. And, oh, yeah, this was Friday because I had work the next day. Yep. So, it was Friday. Okay. And, last Friday. Music's blasting, starlights are bumping. I'm trying to get myself situated, and I'm trying to roll down my windows, but they can't go down anymore. I don't know why they stopped. It was crazy. I'm trying to turn down my music. Yo, I kid you not, a cop comes to the driver's side, a cop comes to the passenger side, a cop is behind the passenger. I was like, wait, there's 3 cops here right now? I'm like, what is going on? So, I'm chilling. Now I'm like, I'm trying to turn off the car. The car didn't even turn off. I was like, no fucking way right now. I'm like, he's talking to me. He's like, he's trying to yell. He's like, can you turn down the music? I'm like, I know. I'm like, I'm trying. And by the way, I had the GPS on, right? So this is how I feel like I got also, like, I am telling the truth because this is what I was doing. But I wasn't paying attention. He goes, can you turn down the music? Like, he's yelling. Because the music is blasting. So I'm trying. So I turned down the music, right? And the windows are cracked halfway. That's when I ended up rolling down the music. Oh my goodness. This is how I know I'm tired of shit. Oh my goodness. This is how I know I was fucking scared of shit too. But like, I didn't mean to, like, right? Like I said, I didn't mean to. So, fucking. Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. The windows finally rolled down, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's all I said. I'm like, I'm just so sorry. I'm so sorry. He goes, what were you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he goes, like you blew that red light. And I'm like, and I'm like, obviously I knew in my head, but I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's all I kept saying. Like literally, like I didn't say anything fucking else. Right. He goes, like, damn, bro. He's yelling at me. He's just like, slow down, dude. Like, holy shit. He's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, I'm like, I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I'm like, my hands are on the steering wheel. I'm shaking. I'm so sorry. Like, literally, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm literally saying. He goes, he's like, Jesus. He's like, where's your license? And so I'm trying to look for my license, and I'm like, I'm panicking, and it's not in my fucking pocket. And I'm like, oh shit, it's in my jacket. So I'm trying to grab my jacket. I'm like, I'm panicking. So I grab it from my jacket, and then I'm looking at my cards. I end up giving him my debit card. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is how I know, like, I'm fucking scared of shit. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I give him my license. He's like, just hold on a minute. I'm like, if you're clean, like, you're like, just know we're just gonna yell at you and you're good to go. But like, dude, like, slow down, dude. Like, Jesus. And I was just like, I'm so sorry, right? Another cop comes over to switch out, and the cop to my right is still looking, and you know how cops are, obviously, fucking, you know, put in the flashlights and you know, in the car. Obviously, well, this is not obvious to everybody, but obviously for me, I don't have anything in the car like that. So that's why I'm like, my car is clean as a whistle, and I got it detailed like a month ago. And I vacuum, you know, I cleaned it about 2 weeks ago. So when I mean my car is clean, like everything clean, smell wise, clean. So like, I knew I was fine. Like, plus my record's fine. But it was just like the way they were coming up to me was because of the red light, obviously. But I don't know how fast I was going. All I know is that apparently I clearly blew the red light. The cop that switches out, he was just like, he goes, yeah. He goes, nice starlights. I'm like, huh? Oh yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. And I'm so sorry, you know, in that mode, right? And next thing you know, he goes, your record's clean, right? And I'm like, yeah, that I know of. He goes, okay, cool. He goes, yeah, if your shit's clean, you know, just know we're just gonna yell at you for a little bit, and then, you know, we'll let you go. No bullshit. That's what they said. Both those cops literally said the same shit. I was like, no fucking way, right? They go, he's like, yeah, you have like no warrants. And I'm like, no. Like, you don't have this. And I'm like, no. You don't have that. And I'm like, no. And he goes, you have that on your hood? And the way how my car is, like, I have a AMG style type of hood on my car. And he was curious about it. And I was like, oh, well, I kind of just got the car. He was like, oh no, I was talking about the license plate. You gotta put the license plate in. I'm like, oh, okay, alright, yeah. And I'm like, I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, yeah, whatever at this point, because I'm like, I, you know, I'm clean, but like you said, if you just guys want to yell at, like, in my head, I'm like, if you want to yell at me, then do this, do that. I'm just like, I just don't want to get out of the car. Like, I didn't do nothing wrong. Like, I did, obviously, but nothing else. Like, I'm not doing anything else. Like, you know what I mean? So, they, you know, that cop that was talking to me walks away, and the cop that's on the passenger side, and she goes, I think she says something, right? She goes, like, what were you doing? Like, going so fast or something? Like, going in a rush, right? That's what she said. And I'm like, I'm sorry? And she goes, no, I asked you a question. And I'm like, I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. And she goes, oh. She goes, like, where are you going? And I'm like, to be honest, the cemetery. And, like, at that point, like, there's no, I know, I there's no reason to lie for anything, especially at that time, because I got off work very late. So I got off work at, what, like, 11. So I got into Boston at, like, 11, in the past 11:30, so almost, like, midnight, right? So I'm driving in at almost, like, past midnight on, like, a Friday night. So obviously, I'm not surprised, like, this happens, right? So, what's it called? She was like, where are you going so fast? And I'm like, to be honest, I was going to the cemetery. So like I said, just be truthful, right? Be honest, right? She goes, why? And I'm like, in my head, I was about to go off. Oh my goodness. I'm like, no fucking way. I literally said it like this. I said, to visit my cousin and my uncle. And she dead ass didn't say anything. She looked at my GPS because I have an iPad in my car where I have a holder for the iPad, and I put it in the CD case and CD holder or whatever, and it just holds the iPad there, so I'm able to put the GPS on and still use my phone for the music and use it separately, you know, stuff like that. But she saw that I was about 7 minutes away from the cemetery. Like, I wasn't lying. That you can tell that that's exactly on my, that's where I was going, right? They come back. He was like, dude, slow down. Like, here. Like, just slow down. That's it. Just slow down. I'm like, all right, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. Before I could even, notice that my car was still on, they already left. They gone. Zoom. Dusted. I didn't even know where they were after that. I was like, oh, shit. And never would I ever guessed or realized that, that type of shit would happen to me. But I did get very, very lucky. And I don't like to test my luck like that. And I ain't gonna test my luck like that. That's for dang sure. Oh, man. Oh. But yeah, I went to the cemetery to go see him after that. I was still shaken up. Oh, my goodness. So it gets better. It gets better, right? So now I'm just chilling now. Now I'm shaken up. Now I'm scared. Now I feel like they're everywhere because that was an undercover cop that pulled me over. That was the crazy part. It wasn't a regular cop. It was an undercover cop. And there was four of them. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. At this point, I'm like, this is crazy. So, at this point, I'm not going to do anything crazy. I already did my crazy. That's already out the window. That's done. We're done, right? We're done. Okay. So, moving past that, right? I slowly, go to a red light. There's no one else around. But as I'm approaching the red light, there's this muscle car next to me trying to get neck on neck on me, right? I can tell. Because the minute I try to slow down, he was trying to slow down and try to match where I was at. I could tell. And then even when I kind of went up a little closer, he went up a little closer. And I'm like, all right, I know he wants the raise. And I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be so real with you, right, at the end of the day. I would have. Keywords. Would have. Why? I just got fucking pulled over. I already did one. I ain't trying to do it again. I'm all set. Like, I'm all set. So when I'm like, I'm all set, I'm moving on. Yo. We slowly stop at the red light. And I could tell his window was down. Like, I didn't even look. My windows are tinted as fuck. So, like, I knew he could, like, kind of see me, but not really. Yo, the minute that shit turned green, he booked it. And I'm like, I didn't even flinch. I didn't even move. And you know what I realized? Sometimes the best move, the best thing to do, sometimes is nothing. And that's why God always says that silence is power as well. Like holding that, knowing that. Because that sometimes just that silence becomes patience. And when you become patient, the other person ends up showing their true colors at the end of the day. It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. But I just thought it was so funny because I'm like, I know I would, I'm all set. But he don't know. So that's why he did what he wanted to do. Which is fine, you know, like, round of applause. You got a nice, loud muscle car. Do your thing, you know, like, respect, you know, like on some real shit, like respect, right? But like I said, I was so shaken up. Like I said, I was good. I just wanted to fucking make it to the cemetery safely. So, I did. And gave my respects. Stayed for a little bit. And when I tell you, that was the first time that I had goosebumps and chills the entire time I was standing outside. That was the first time ever that I felt that type of energy, that type of, I don't know. It was so much. That it was the first time I was actually scared to be there. So I'm like, damn, yo, I used to do this like crazy. But now that I get older, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I gotta be smart, you know? Like, shit like that, right? But I go ahead and have my flashlight on. And as I'm talking, like, yeah, obviously I see my shadow, but I don't get scared of my shadow. But like, I'm getting scared because I'm all looking around. I'm like, damn, I can't be everywhere at once. So I'm like, yo, this is why people literally make movies, but are also scared of fucking zombie I can't even say the word. Apocalypse. Zombie apocalypses, right? And have that idea of it, right? Because I kid you not, it was so fucking dark there. So dark that, imagine, like, you can't see shit, but the only flickering lights are the ones that are near the tombstones. That shit's scary. That shit's scary. Okay? If that shit don't give you chills, then I don't know. You cold. You cold, okay? But just knowing that and feeling that, I was like, yeah, I can only stay here for a little bit. To the point, I felt like I needed to watch my back even getting in the car. That's how crazy that shit was. Okay? And the last time I went with a friend. Obviously, it should not be named. But I went with a friend, and they noticed when I had the light on, the lights were flickering when I was talking to Jay. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, you really be having a connection, huh? So I'm like, I could only imagine if it was Jay. Like, on some real. So, I feel like, that said, he wants to be heard just as much as I want to be heard. I feel like I can't keep my mouth shut. So I shouldn't keep my mouth shut. I know a lot. But I gotta choose my words wisely. Everybody knows that, right? Y'all be careful, right? Y'all be careful. But, like I said, I felt like I had to wash my back, like, going into the car. So when I got in the car, I locked the doors, and I'm like, all right, I'm out. Let's go. I said bye to my cousin, I'm out. I'm out. I'm like, I'll see you during the day, my guy. I'll see you during the fucking day next time. So I guess that's why I didn't come or didn't go. But I should have went this morning. So I guess if I did wake up early, I would have got gas and then went to go Boston. And then came back and I went to work. I don't know if that would have made the day better or not. That's the thing. I don't know. I felt like I just needed to take the day off, but I didn't, and that was my first mistake. And I should have known that a couple weeks ago. I should have done that. So, because this is why I feel like I even brought any of this up, is because I didn't even realize that I took fucking Saturday. I didn't take the whole day off, but I took a couple hours off, and I didn't even realize I did. And I'm like, when did I do that? So if I did that, I should have done fucking... I should have done Thursday too. And I'm like, oh man, I was not thinking. And I'm like, that's how I know I'm been off my game. So much at work, right? You know. Oh man. But we stay. We'll let it out. Continue to stay positive. Continue to pray. Continue to be thankful. And I might have to make a part two, but that might have to be tomorrow. So with that said, I'm gonna have to leave y'all so I can go to bed. Cause I am exhausted. Just even letting that all out just now just feels so much better. You know? So thank you guys. Thank you all for continuing to listen, to be, to live, to hear, to strive, to work hard. I appreciate you guys just as much as God appreciates you. I don't know what else to say right now. I am really, really tired for some reason. I guess it just hit me. But thank you. I pray for you. Always. Love y'all. God bless y'all. And I did want to have an outro song or outro music, but for some reason my computer died. I don't know what happened. Oh, there we go. I guess that worked. That's interesting. I've never had to do that before just to get my computer to work. But then again, this computer is like kind of old. Oh, there we go. And I'll leave you out here with the song of the episode, Walking in Peace. God bless y'all. I pray for y'all, like I said, every day. Hope you do too. Because if you don't, you're missing out. hate. God bless. Daniel. And God is my judge podcast. Daniel from the Lion's Den. You already know.